is Candace Montgomery. I am 25 years old and I live in South Minneapolis in Powderhorn Park. I am involved in Black Lives Matter as an organizer. I'm on the steering committee of Black Lives Matter Minneapolis and have been doing that since November 2014. The purpose of, you know, the organization Black Lives Matter and Minneapolis in particular, I think, is ultimately so we all can get free. I think the bottom line purpose is so that we all can get free by really starting at the root, which is anti-Black racism that, you know, is a carcinogen across the globe. I think the most impactful protest has got to be the 4th Precinct shutdown. You know, other than the trauma being impactful, just really seeing what the Black community in Minneapolis is capable of doing in the freezing cold, literally, outside was, you know, if we can do this, if we can, like, actually create a home that is, like, feeding homeless people, that is, like, providing space for kids to come and hang out after school, that is demanding justice, that's doing all of these things that a community should do, right? And that, honestly, our government should support people doing. You know, the fact that homeless folks were coming to the 4th Precinct instead of the services that our government offers for them, because the services at the precinct were higher quality. You know, it just really gives me faith that, like, what we're doing is right. The precinct occupation impacted me in a lot of ways, because, you know, I remember just, like, standing at one point, like, around a fire and just being like, this is trauma. You know, this is, you know, the fact that a community is, like, saying that a young man, a young Black man was basically executed with his hands behind his back. That's trauma. And then having to hold down a 4th precinct, which for Black people, precincts in general are traumatic. And just, like, you know, the cold weather, all of those things, that, you know, just, like, physically impacted my body. And then I think just, like, my mental health, you know, like, everybody who really held that down, I know, including myself, are really still suffering to find balance. I think that as well, it's really deepened my commitment to this movement. What we saw at the precinct was also a lot of misogyny and a lot of hate towards women and a lot of disrespect towards the women who were primarily leading it. We saw a lot of homophobia from our own community as well. And the reason why I in particular love the Black Lives Matter movement is because of its strong principles in centering the voices of folks even within the Black community who have been traditionally marginalized.